This is my declaration to be fully alive, healing. This is my reclamation of my ancestral wisdom. The earth, it saved it for me, and I plant the
Jaylee Wolf, and you're listening to Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Thank you. wrong. I know that you are right, but I just want it all. And you and I are flawed, and you and I are flawed. You're right, I know it's wrong, but some mistakes are perfect. I just made the perfect mistake.
One of Ka Chung's recommendations for our listening today, that's Silver Jackson from the Starry Skies Opened Eyes album, Perfect Mistake, featuring Iskandar. You're listening to Gyno. Welcome back. It's Brett and Ka Chung here, nearing the end of our conversation right now. And of course, let's give listeners out there a little bit of a background. Now, you just recently collaborated with Silver Jackson artist, Yahtzeen frontman, Nicholas Gallinan. You guys are pretty good friends these days?
Oh, man, we're great friends. This is my second collaboration with him on an album. And you know, the first one was with Indian Agent, and you know, it was a really special opportunity for us to, because we've been longtime friends and we've shared the stage at different times, and just really got to know each other, right? And so, you know, when we worked on Indian Agent, they shot that out to Sub Pop and sent it off to Sub Pop, and Sub Pop loved it, and they're like, let's sign these guys, and so. I mean, what an opportunity for us all to get, you know, a legendary record label like Sub Pop to support indigenous artists and music. And so we went into the studio at his house there. He's got a home studio and the most amazing Moog collection I've ever seen in my life. And we threw down, those songs for Yahtzeen. And, I can't believe it. Just to be able to collaborate with him, which he also collaborated with Shabazz and, you know, Portugal the Man. It was, what an opportunity for us all. Beautiful.
Oh, we're huge fans of that album in the household. But I got to tell you, and don't tell Nikki this, but my wife's favorite song on the album is back in that time. So I thought I'd throw that out there right now as well. And of course, that's another thing for listeners to go check out. There's a brand new music video for Back in That Time, directed by the most wild composer that I've ever come across, Raven Chacon. So that's another thing that listeners got to go check out. And then, you know, Kachung, let me just say, these are the kinds of conversations that I love. To be able to go down these rabbit holes and discover all this incredible art and incredible music, that's what I feel like when I talk with you and the Alaska crew up there. And I was telling your brother, I'm feeling this kind of beckoning, like I got to get out there and experience this firsthand, because I just have this feeling it would be a life-changing experience. What is the scene like up there right now?
Oh, man, it's awesome. I mean, right now, especially, it's summertime, right? Days are a lot longer. We came out of a dark, dark winter, and people are getting back to playing music. You know, we just had our very first, in-person shows about a month and a half ago, and you know, to have, you know, perform in front of audiences again, and they're just so appreciative, and you can just see that, like, people just miss that. And so the scene right now is like off the hook, right? So I mean, people are, we're loving it, they're loving it, so that all that vibing, it's really palpable. And like I'm so happy. And then the future, I mean, the future is just looking bright. Look, it's looking awesome. And so that's, I mean, come on up. I hope you get a chance to come up to Alaska, because it's gorgeous. I mean, we have beautiful, you know, mountains and the ocean and just the animals. I mean, yeah, you got to come, bro.
I've been following along with Nikki's posts and things like that, seeing the whales out there. I mean, yeah, you're absolutely right. I do got to make it up there in the near future, because I feel like you guys really have a lot to offer. And especially as I feel of a similar mind, you know, and this desire to see the traditions not just be preserved, but that living essence that Bamyoa and Kachung breathe into the music. And that is what excites me about indigenous music in 2021. Now, as we wind down our chat today, we're talking future plans. What is on the agenda for you next?
We're in the middle of a tour right now. We're finishing up with World Fest in Grass Valley. So to have the opportunity to perform at World Fest, we're so excited, right? And then we have some dates and performances and tours, small tours in Alaska that's happening. So it's, you know, things are just starting to open back up. I can't wait to, you know, hit our international tours again, because, you know, we lost all those international tours. But when things, you know, quiet down with the pandemic and everything with COVID-19, we're hoping to get back out into the international market, the international scene. We're so excited. I mean, it really feels like it's happening, right? There's this, you know, people are getting back together and we're making music again. And so that's the future right there.
You said it, brother. One last quick question. Where can people find you at?
Well, you know, Kachung, Kachung.com. That's my website. And you can see, and then also Bamyoa, Pamyua.com. You know, we post as much as we can with the, you know, on the website and our social media with the, you know, the dates that are coming up. So that's probably the best way, really. Just get on the websites and get on our social media, you know, on our Instagram, Bamyoa Live. So those are our two handles with us. And that's the best way to really connect with us and see us. I mean, shoot us a message. You know, we're right there. We love talking and engaging with folks. And that was one thing, like, you know, the first video I put out was for Our Stories. And when I was seeing the amazing, beautiful things that people were putting on social media, I was like, I got to share this. That was kind of the teaser of the Mew album, was putting out Our Stories in that music video. And what I did was, like, I saw the amazing things people were sharing. And I connected with my brother. I was emailing and messaging with folks, and I was like, hey, I saw your video on, you know, Facebook or on TikTok, blah, blah, blah. You know, I was just, you know, I got this concept, you know, can I use that? And they're like, everyone was like, yes. But what was the cool thing was, then I was having these amazing conversations with people all over the place that I've never met before. And I found myself, like, having these conversations, like, how's it going in Tuksuk, you know? And, like, we're just having these, you know, late conversations, like 2-3 in the morning, and I'm just like connecting with people I've never met. It was like, it was awesome. So, you know, that's look forward to, like, if you want to just shoot us a message and just have a conversation and talk and zap and all that, yeah, just hit us up.
Gachung, I can't thank you enough for your contributions to the world of Native American music, the way you're revolutionizing the scene right now for the last nearly three decades now. And I especially can't thank you enough for the time that you've taken to talk with me today. It's been an incredible honor to pick your brain a little bit, and I hope this is just the first of many, many conversations to come. Thank you once again, and thank you.
Thank you. Kuyan, it's Kuyana in my language. Thank you, Kuyana.
Time! with all our friends, hanging out on those damn camp streets, finding a way to beat the heat. We didn't have a care at all. Do you remember way back when?
Some past episodes of Gyno, log on to gynomusic.fm or nv1.org. Also, to discover more music from incredible indigenous artists, be sure to check out the Native Artist Directory at nativeartistdirectory.com.
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.